everyone. Welcome to EHS, this week's podcast for the week ending September 5th. I'm Nicolita Kuna.
And I'm JP Nadeau.
And we're bringing you the latest stories in environmental health and safety. So I'm going to start off with a new study. A recent study of employers in Washington State suggested that employers, OSHA, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics could all help to improve the accuracy of injury and illness reporting. Researchers from the Washington State Department of Labor analyzed workers' compensation claims and interviewed record keepers who took part in the 2008 Bureau of Labor Statistics survey of occupational injuries and illnesses. They found that 90% of those surveyed did not comply with one or more OSHA record-keeping regulations. And many of the failures were linked to disorganization, communication breakdowns, and business practices that incentivize low injury rates. So to help address the problem, the researchers recommended that OSHA increase outreach and improve training on record keeping, and that both BLS and OSHA clarify instructions and forms to make reporting easier. So the full study was published online in the American Journal of Industrial Medicine, and you can find a link to it in our resources section. JP, I think you have an interesting story on tips for a safer office.
Yeah, that's right. I came across an article that it was really interesting. It talked about the importance of organizations being prepared for natural disasters and emergencies. And it was written by a guy named Bob Risk, and he's the Senior Strategic Safety, Health, and Wellness Manager for Staples. Now, a recent Staples survey just came out, and it found that only half of employees feel their company is prepared for a severe emergency. And there's data that shows that between 40 and 60% of businesses that have to close because of a natural or man-made disaster never reopen, which I thought was interesting. In addition, 90% fail if they don't resume operation within 5 days of closing. So what Bob does, he put together a quick little list that you can take about 30 minutes to make sure you've got all of these things covered, which should have a really, really big impact on your organization being prepared. So whether it be a natural disaster, a storm, an unexpected emergency, if you follow these tips, they're going to help your business prepare for the unexpected in just 30 minutes. So it's definitely something everybody should look at. So there's five things. The number one recommendation is to create an emergency kit. So use a lightweight duffel bag or backpack to store key emergency essentials you can grab within minutes. You know, this is things like water, first aid kit, non-perishable food, crank-powered weather radio if you want. You know, just some of these essentials that would be good to have on hand. Number two is to create an emergency contact list and establish a communication protocol for before the emergency, during the emergency, and after the emergency. Number three is to protect both physical and technological property of your business. So that's making sure that you have the proper equipment ready in your office for a storm and to ensure all of your crucial data is backed up. Number four, which I thought was interesting, is create an emergency social media account. So before an emergency strikes, you want to make sure that your social media accounts are following important officials and organizations. And if you don't have access to a television or a radio, your social media accounts are going to be a really, really good way to stay informed and help you make educated decisions. And the fifth one is utilize existing tools to prepare your business and your employees in advance. So this was an interesting one as well. It's recommending that you go to organizations such as OSHA or the Small Business Administration, the National Safety Council, FEMA, or even the IRS, which all have websites that can be really, really beneficial and have a lot of good stuff on there. So they're online tools and downloads. They run you through various scenarios for protecting and recovering your personal and financial records, equipment, and inventory. So at the very, very least, recommends just do your research and get all of the contact information you need ready at hand, so when there is a disaster, you're ready and you've got all your bases covered. So a good list for any organization just to take 30 minutes and make sure you've got all those things checked off.
Yeah, those definitely sound like some great tips for any company who want to improve their safety.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can find the link to the full list in our resources section if you want to review that.
So you've got a story about workplace productivity.
Yes, so studies have shown for years that indoor plants have multiple health benefits, such as helping us breathe easier, purifying the air, and even sharpening our focus. But according to a new study, plants can even make work environments more productive. Researchers claim that green offices with plants make staff happier and more productive than offices without greenery. So Kenneth Freeman, the head of innovation at an interior landscaping company, Ambius, who were involved in the study, said that while we know from previous studies that plants can lower physiological stress, increase attention span, and improve well-being, this is the first long-term experiment carried out in a real-life situation which shows that bringing plants into the offices can improve well-being and make people feel happier at work. He suggests that businesses rethink their lean processes and incorporate plants in the office, not only for the health of the employees, but for the financial health of the organization. So in the first field study of its kind, researchers found enriching an office with plants could increase productivity by 15%. The team examined the impact of lean and green offices on staff's perception of air quality, concentration, and workplace satisfaction, and they monitored productivity levels in the UK and the Netherlands. The research suggested that investing in landscaping the office with plants pays off through an increase in office workers' quality of life and productivity. And although previous laboratory research pointed in this direction, this research actually examines it in real offices, and it shows the benefits over a long-term period. And it challenges the widely accepted business philosophy that a lean office with clean desks is actually more productive. So analyses into the reasons why plants are beneficial suggest that a green office increases employees' work engagement by making them more physically, cognitively, and emotionally involved in their work. You can find more about this study in our resources section. So JP, I think you have a story about NIOSH N95 Day.
So yeah, today is September 5th, which is N95 Day, which is a day that NIOSH is supporting to raise workplace respirator awareness. So more than 20 million workers in a variety of industries are exposed to airborne health risks. And NIOSH recommends workers potentially exposed to such hazards use N95 respirators. And where the N95 comes is they filter at least 95% of airborne particles. So N95 Day, it's a time to recognize the importance of respiratory protection in the workplace and familiarize yourself with the resources available to help you make educated decisions when selecting and wearing a respirator.
Are there any events taking place today?
Yeah, so there's going to be a live webinar with NIOSH professionals. There's going to be a release of infographics and blog posts. And there's going to be a Twitter chat at 2 o'clock p.m. using the hashtag N95Day. So definitely something to pay attention to if you do work in an environment where you're exposed to any sort of hazardous airborne toxins or anything like that. So happy N95 Day.
Yes, happy N95 Day. And I think that's it for the week. We hope you enjoyed this week's stories, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a safe week, everyone.